You're listening to DraftKings Network.
OG.
Make some noise!
Hey, this is Alexi Lalas. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Yes! Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Let's go!
You guys, just so you know, you guys are going to be very much a part of this experience. So feel free to yell and heckle at these Atlanta United fans.
The rest of the team, the rest of the MLS does. So it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
This is great. I've never seen a paid audience for a podcast before.
Yeah, this is what we do, baby.
Yeah, everybody's going to get pizza, yeah, muffins.
Who's the secret shopper?
And don't forget,
some
everybody
lovely
gets
Dolan Springs.
Everybody gets to steal some from a radio station here. Okay, don't worry about it.
We are.
You get a radio mic.
Cooligans access to the prize closet.
Yeah.
We are here. We're super excited to be joined by some amazing people. We're here at the top of Madison Square Garden.
Stage 17.
OG Podcast Network doing it. This is the first time we're actually live streaming, Alexis.
Yeah, we're fully live streaming, so that means we don't have to put it up, right? I don't have to do any work.
No work.
I don't have to edit this.
Job
or anything.
Done, man. Just talk.
You guys should do this all the time.
Okay. Pretty dope.
Sure. It is. I mean, Jay, you...
Not like anything could go wrong.
Yeah.
We'll just fix it in post.
With live social media or anything like that.
Also, let's take this away. We're going to pull the curtain back. We don't edit anything. we add music and us yelling.
It's very clear.
Yeah.
To be working,
though. One episode, we just search for Google quietly for like 45 seconds.
So we are absolutely stoked because we are joined by the folks of Unrelegated and Atlanta United Fan TV.
That's right.
So we have Kelly Francis. Devin, what's your last name, Devin?
Wow.
Say it again?
Devin Luau.
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 Yeah. Damn, wow is right.
Yeah, don't give us your AOLIM name. Luau. You went with LaDame.
My last name is Jay. Ooh.
Yeah. I hate all of you.
And the infamous... Jay Riddle.
We got him out of jail, son.
Right.
We broke him out of Twitter jail.
That was finally
a
free.
Hefty bond.
Yeah.
To Dolan Springs. A
couple of retweets and we got him out.
Jay, we should. I think we should just start this show by immediately addressing. I mean, what's going on in your life? Because, I mean,
I have my Twitter lawyer here?
Live on the air, and we don't have that much
YouTube
time.
YouTube lawyer.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Twitter is also your life.
Yeah.
That's where you do most of your interacting with other, you know, other people.
Do you guys not have the thing where you just move your fingers and it tweets for you? Like, it's injected in your hand or whatever?
No. It sounds like the Nintendo Power Glove.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why it's not working so great right
Jay,
now.
Jay,
I always wanted one of those things, man.
We have to talk about this because... You are currently suspended from Twitter.
I mean, I haven't checked in an hour.
No, you're still suspended.
You're still
because,
suspended.
Okay. I don't know if everyone knows this. He's suspended from Twitter for posting Celine Dion songs. Too
Which
many
is
of them.
The gulliest reason to be suspended from Twitter.
And by the way, there is no Celine Dion song that is... shorter than 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And that's the max you could post on Twitter.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no, like, even if you wanted to, you couldn't post an entire Celine Dion song on Twitter unless you were, like, a brand that got to post longer than the 2 minutes and 20
right.
seconds. So everything, it was, there were all videos that were, like, 30 seconds or 45 seconds. And I had no clue what was happening because it happened so fast. I woke up one morning, I had, you know, the little Twitter copyright thing. And you might see them if you've ever gotten them on Instagram or Facebook. It just says, hey, you know, do you want to appeal this, whatever. But with Twitter, it's just like, no, we deleted this tweet. And if you want to go check it to see what we deleted so you don't do it again, you can go there, but you can't see what it was deleted, so you don't know what to I don't know what I was slapped for. So, you know, so I had to dig deeper, and it says something about a Celine Dion song. And I was like, okay, whatever. Everybody does that. I've seen Celine Dion songs, Heart Goes On, apply to every sports.
Yes, it's a
moment.
Popular meme. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like 6 hours later, I get another one. And then the next day, I get a third one. It's like a 24 hours. And one of them was for like a tweet a year ago.
Celine just sitting at home going, this asshole.
Going after this dude.
I don't even know Luis Suarez like that. You're gone.
At first of all, I didn't think they could hit me twice for My Heart Goes On. They got me twice for that one, you know.
Honestly,
so.
I think it's just
double jeopardy.
It's just because because it's Atlanta United. I mean, if it was a club in Canada, you'd be fine.
Well, yeah,
of course. If it was Montreal, she's like, yes, thank you.
Fine.
Yes.
So yeah, very very strange. And you know, I've been searching the interwebs, and of course, you know, with these things, it's very elusive. There's no like phone number you can call and be like, hey.
Yeah, I don't think this is
1-800 Twitter support. Yeah.
It's like, you know, do you want to appeal it? And it's like, well, technically, you're right. And I was using a copyrighted song, so I can't appeal it, right? So
here's
like,
what you need to do. You need to record a parody of that song and just use that.
Well, when I get back on Twitter, I'll remember that.
Do it now.
I'm glad they gave me that option. Like, you know, like sent me an email and be like, you know, you could do it this way.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
If I my scarf Twitter, will go be. On.
Instead, they just
Dude,
say.
That's a hot track right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, they just say you've been suspended. And from what I read online, sometimes if it's your first offense, it's 7 to 10 days. But then most people on Reddit were like, yeah, if you don't get it back after 10 days, it's gone.
If you don't get it back after 3 days, Twitter's gone. Who the fuck
are
you?
What day are we right now?
Two or three, I don't know. Okay. It's all a blur. It happened right before the game against Toronto, right?
Damn, yeah. They got you on RICO charges, man.
Conspiracies. Yeah.
I feel like this is the only way like the criminal justice system can balance out for white and black people.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
This is how.
Right. Yeah.
Like, unlimited Celine Dion
traffic
songs.
Stops.
Mandatory, mandatory minimums versus Twitter jail. Yeah. That's a perfect balance.
But I didn't do anything wrong. Get out of the car, sir. This is your experience.
Give me your
I'm
phone.
In my driveway. Get out of the car.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk. Look, this has been long overdue because we've all been friends and very close for a long time. We go visit Atlanta all the time because
we went like 3 times last year.
Yes, we went for when we did the event with Julian Gressel and Bobby Boswell,
Red Clay,
and then we went for the All-Star Game.
Yep. And then we went for MLS Cup.
Mm-hmm. And then we went for MLS Cup. So everything seems to be happening in Atlanta. So I'll be honest.
Atlanta's here.
And now Atlanta's here.
And also, the way the team is playing doesn't look like we're going to get a lot of chances to go there this year.
So, honestly, when the season started and it was like a rough Champions League and then a rough regular season, I'm like, you know what? You know what? Atlanta's had it too good for too long. So I was a little, you know.
Too long?
You know what?
For too long.
We won one championship in 26 years.
No. Yeah, but y'all know, you guys are like the kid whose dad owns the factory. You know what I mean? And y'all were walking around like, this is cool. I don't need to work right now.
You like wearing Nikes, right?
Yeah, you're like, Tata's going to take care of everything. And now you guys are like, I don't know, you got caught with drugs. And we're all like, yeah, how about that? Yeah, now about that?
Yeah. Well, when Tata left, it did feel like our dad died. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I really did.
But we shed a tear.
We've known each other for a very long time. And definitely Kelly and Jay, we've known you for longer. But
yeah, we don't know Devin like goddamn as well.
But
the mass mystery.
I'm so happy that you guys are here. It's just awesome.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah. But let's just let people know, the people who don't know, what Unrelegated is, and then we'll get to Atlanta United Fan TV. But what?
We better hurry before Unrelegated is banned. So we got a little time.
Because Jake took control. So I mean, who knows how long we've got?
And the first thing it says on the Twitter thing when you get suspended is, if we find you making other accounts, we'll suspend those too.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting for that hammer.
Does this happen to you too?
maybe a time or two.
Damn, they're just DMing the warnings right to Jay. But how did Unrelegated start? How'd you two meet? All that stuff. Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Ooh, our origin story. This is fun. So
Spider-Man.
I feel like there should be some Celine Dion.
So
in the
there's
background.
A long.
You're bit by a radioactive Celine Dion.
There is a long-standing podcast that's been around even before the team existed, called Mouths of the South, under the Dirty South Soccer emblem and SB Nation blog.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Eric Quintana, Josh Pagriansky, Sam Franco was also on there, as well as another gentleman. Sam Franco was busy doing radio DJ stuff in Athens, Georgia, for Georgia football. And so they were just the two of them. And I was guesting for another podcast called Home Before Dark. Mm-hmm. And I met Eric Quintana that way. We were both on that podcast. And he said, hey, you know, would you like to come on as a guest? And it just kind of turned into a regular thing.
And then they wanted to get a female perspective in soccer. And they asked people to audition. And I was like, yeah, I could totally do that. Because acting, we audition all the time. So it's like, I got that. And I thought, because they asked for like a 10-minute thing, that I wouldn't be able to do 10 minutes. And then I recorded myself, and then I looked at the time, and it was an hour. So I spent an hour talking to myself about soccer, and I sent it in. And then the next thing, I met this dude.
Yeah, we did the same thing. We saw an hour, we just deleted it.
She'll be fine.
The funniest portion was when she started answering her own questions to herself in mid-thought. So.
Yeah.
I have great conversations with myself. I don't know what people are talking about.
So we did that for a while.
Also, you're always right when you talk to yourself.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the
you
best.
Have no idea.
We did that for a while. San Franco got more availability, wanted to come back, and I felt it was a good time because I started to get into it and actually learn how to do it and got the bug and wanted to start recording and get equipment. And the Home Before Dark guys helped give me some loaner equipment, show me the ropes. We went and actually published everything through their website since they already had an RSS feed and all of that, and they mentored us. And we just kind of recorded a pilot in a pizza shop bar called Rocky Mountain Pizza, kind of a staple of Georgia Tech.
I remember that
for
pilot.
A late night, like Sunday or weeknight LA Galaxy game. It was Lotan's like first game, was it?
Yep, it was his first game, and I did not pace myself because at this particular place you can buy a really cheap bottle of wine, and I drank the entire thing by myself. So the podcast started, and I just started drinking the bottle of wine, and by the time it was ended, I was completely.
It was like $11.
Yeah, no, it was just. The bottle was over, and I was basically at the end of it. I was.
I don't drink, so I just let the train ride. I just go.
I was professing my love to Zlatan and saying, "I'll have your babies. Yeah. We'll make it work."
We didn't know what to expect. The chemistry was great. People went absolutely crazy for it. It's still in our top three most listened to podcast episodes, and yeah, it just took off from there. And we went and started going to basically like 15, 16, 17 different watch parties at 13 different locations for the first year. And we were like, okay, that was crazy fun, but let's not do that again. I mean, we were traveling all over outside of Atlanta to different watch parties, trying to you know, show the community like how far reaching. Like, hey, there's a group of 30 people 45 minutes outside of town that meet and are just as rowdy as the people that are in the supporters groups, official supporters groups, and stuff like that. So we had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And now we have Queens of the South.
Now we have Queens of the
with
South.
With Jessica Charman.
It's a sub of our podcast.
Yeah, we needed, we essentially needed, we don't know what we're talking about. So we basically were like, you have a British accent.
We're very familiar
with what you're talking about.
You sound like the truth.
Yeah.
Come over here.
You
speak.
Say things like squeaky bum, and people don't, you know, look at you like you're stupid. So, you know, we'll bring you on.
And she's a Reading fan too, so it's just like long suffering.
And a goalkeeper,
right?
Yep.
And a coach.
So Reading fan, so she doesn't have anything.
Yeah,
to watch.
She coaches kids. she works for Soccer in the Streets, and she's been a great addition to the team. So now we kind of alternate. We have our OG podcast biweekly, and now we have Queens of the South on Kelly's couch.
On my couch. That's with my dog dope. Interrupting almost every episode.
And the wine flows. Yeah.
And the wine. Well, for me, yes. Jess obviously paces herself, but I have a
given that it. The team hasn't been around very long, and you guys basically got in early, right? As far as what is the reception now? I'm sure you're like these local celebrities where people are like, "Hey, AJ, do you sense?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge cash cow. Huge cash cow.
Oh, no, soccer podcast.
I've only lost like three grand once or twice
a month. You
know? I get more mattresses just to fill it in with money.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the sense of, I don't know, sacrifice, all right? There's a little bit of that, right? To try to grow the sport in your city.
Ooh, building something.
Yeah, what does that mean to you? Why are you guys doing this at all?
Well, Devin's been doing it a little differently because we were in the podcast format. Mm-hmm. Devin's with the LA United Fan TV and Tanner as well in the audience. And Tanner's been doing it even longer, I think. Yeah. And so...
AJ, where's AJ?
AJ is back manning the fort and the social medias and the tweeting and all that stuff.
He's just in a really dark room with lots of monitors. Just
Hootsuite and tweet.
He's probably
watching.
AJ, retweet the link for the
hustle up.
Wait, bud.
Yeah, he's
deepest about, voice I've ever seen on the
Yeah.
When I met him, I'm like, where's that voice coming from?
Yeah, it takes him hours to edit that every time.
He just fixes it in post. It's all bass boost.
But that's how we hooked up with Elaine. Fan TV was Home Before Dark was great, but we wanted to have our own feed and we wanted to try something different this year. And we didn't want to burn out and we still wanted to have fun. And I wanted to get into video because I was doing a lot of video editing.
Yeah.
And AJ has been a great mentor, and we said, hey, let's collaborate. So we've been spotting on some of the LA United TV shows. I've been helping behind the camera record some of their vlogs and documentary type stuff like the kit reveal and do the editing and things of that nature to help out. And in exchange, you know, we're getting our stuff posted on the LA United Fan TV.
It's all
so we're
networking.
Getting all that clout.
It's all,
man,
it's all about the
they got all the subscriptions, which is all that matters, really.
The thing about it for us, like at Atlanta United Fan TV, is there's models out there that have worked. I've done a lot of work with Arsenal Fan TV. I've done a lot of work with Ultimate Football Fan, you know, United Stand, things like that over in the UK. And I see how the reaction is just so, it's either visceral or it's love. So, but no matter what, they're watching and the comments are there and the views are there and the comments and the engagement. And what I saw with Atlanta United Fan TV and Unrelegated was the opportunity to have voices and characters and people that, you know, maybe if you don't like my rants, you'll love Tanner's analytics.
You're right.
You know, so, but we're all just passionate about the sport.
Just, there's so many different places to go because we're so disparate. We thought this was a great opportunity to have kind of one place for some different curated content.
At one point in time, there was like 37 Atlanta United podcasts.
Yeah, there was a lot. Like
so my goal all along was
There's not less.
I think in second place, like LAFC with like 13.
Now the goal is to bring all those eyes into one place. Like the whole goal is to still have the voices, still have the individual people, have the personalities, do whatever you want, because I'm going to rant whenever I want and I'm going to say what I want.
You can subscribe one place.
One place
and get everything.
It's just, it's like, it's, it
you guys are making
sense.
A Walmart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're making a Netflix.
Just everything in one bill.
Low prices.
You'll roll back your account taxes.
Like, we will credit you. Like,
and Jay, you were talking about editing video, but not you. You're also known as this like super fan because of this commitment to editing.
I know. I've been following Celine Dion a long time.
Massive fan. Shouts to all the Dion heads out there. Yeah,
she won't answer my DMs.
All the Celineites.
But the level of detail, because you went from you were working like Halliburton or something.
Yeah,
are we allowed to talk about this? By the way,
I work for the Black Ops.
I mean, we're out now. We have a brand. We're very happy to, you know, stick with the Illuminati brand and be more transparent. So, yeah.
But you went from
it's a large defense contractor, yeah.
Yeah, but you were just a dude who worked at a computer and did a bunch of spreadsheets. Yeah. And now you're editing videos of Miguel Almirón and people in Newcastle are losing their minds over
and
it.
And you're best friends with Julian Gressel.
Yeah.
I mean,
you legit. You don't. You are.
Yeah, we have a thing. Yeah, we do the
it's
tweets.
It's complicated.
His wife doesn't need to understand. No. Yeah.
I was standing outside the All-Star game at a hotel, and he was driving his Audi. Of course, he's German. And Susanna Collins was in the passenger seat, and he literally drove by and like rolled down her window and yelled, "Hey, Jay Riddle!" So like that was cool.
Okay,
and that's dope. Only cost me $2,500. So
it's worth it to get catcalled by Susanna
Collins.
No,
we had a cool thing where like he's on one of those services where you can pay for him to do a message. And when I was doing
Cameo.
And so I saw him do it for kids and stuff like that, and I was like, oh, I'm doing this Nothing's Gonna Stop Us thing. Like, I'll pay him, you know, whatever to say that and then let me use it in the video, being transparent, like I was going to use it in my videos.
I like how in your head you're like, this is totally normal.
This is totally normal.
Adult $3,500 later.
Like, how cool would it be to have a player say the thing? And then after that, he started doing it for free. Like, I'd see him at things and he's like, you know, like, I'll record it and, you know, nothing's going to stop us. And then at the very end of the MLS Cup final, a couple days went by and then he tweeted at me, at Jay Riddle, they didn't stop us.
That's it.
So that was very cool. So,
by the way, we're the ones who introduced them.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It was at our event.
I mean, really, his WrestleMania blog wouldn't exist if it wasn't for me, really. I mean,
we get it. You got a lot of credit here.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for us. Like, I get it. You've done a lot of work. But what I'm saying is, if it wasn't for us.
Yeah. I mean, his numbers would be nowhere without me.
And Kelly, so we were talking about the sub-podcast with you and Jessica.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy. This team's been around for 3 years, and you guys already have spinoffs of a podcast?
Well, you know how it started is I was busy editing video, and I was like, I'm not ready to start recording yet. I'm really into making a bunch of these videos.
And I was like, I'm really into this chick. Let me talk to her.
Yeah, she was like, give me a recorder.
And I'm like, give me all the content.
She didn't tell me. She was like, I'm going to go record something. And I was like, awesome. And then she sent it to me. It was her and Jessica Charman.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I met Jess. I can't even remember when the first time I met her, but I work a lot with Soccer in the Streets because my job outside of doing this is I do events. events. So like I did the MLS All-Star event.
Right, and
we're in the same building.
We literally work right next to each other. And so I see her all the time. And we would always get into these conversations where we're just discussing the game that just happened or any transfer news that was coming up. And it just ended up being this thing where I had some time available and we needed something to happen. And I was like, you know, I don't remember ever seeing two girls, particularly for MLS, talking about a team. And I was like, oh, well, might as well start now if there isn't one available. And then we just clicked. I mean, we just interact a lot differently than Jay and I do. Mm-hmm. And it's just this whole other dynamic because it feels like...
I mean, but he has a lot of social disorders.
Yes, honestly. It's hard to dance around it and still make it.
If you know anybody
that
can help.
Also, Jay's not going to help take down a patriarchy like Yossi will. That soccer patriarchy.
Well, and now we got Susanna Collins and Jillian Sagovic.
Yes,
you have
a
podcast. Go check it out.
Another spinoff of... No, I'm joking. It's called The Call.
Queens of the North.
Yeah.
It is really awesome. You should definitely check it out. I love those two ladies. I've also met them and they're absolutely incredible.
And a shout out to another lady that was recently, that was in Atlanta that's in Chicago now, but Brittany Arnold.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Awesome.
She's now Chicago Fire. And we've seen
her
on broadcast.
That's why we hate her now.
Get out of our lives, Brittany.
We're done with you.
Yeah. So she's, it was great to see her on some broadcast recently and see that she's doing
no,
well.
No, she was at our first event. Like that first event was a lot, like we didn't know what to expect going to Atlanta.
We had no clue.
So what you're saying is the city of Atlanta actually did you some good.
Yes.
Well, yes, that's what we're saying.
That's why they call him LeBron.
Right. I made WrestleMania famous. WrestleMania made you guys famous. Yeah. Brittany Arnold. You know, it's you
thank
see
you
that.
For even implying
Illuminati.
Even implying that we're famous. That means the world.
We're famous to like 17 people and none of them are my family.
Hey, but he's verified.
Yes, he is. Yeah, so is the podcast. Not me. Just everything else around me.
You're just flying under the radar.
Yeah. It's like Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't want Meatloaf.
I'm
hungry now. What is this?
I did want to ask, what has the feedback been like? Just because we saw the that great ad, right, from the German national team, the women's team, right?
Oh, right.
Which was like so dope, right?
And you haven't seen it, you need to see it.
Exactly. Yeah, like, we ain't got balls, but we know how to use them.
Exactly.
Yes. Hell yeah.
And there's on the 8 fingers. But the some of the comments that they were sort of addressing in the ad about, like, you know, they belong in the kitchen and all this other stuff. Have you had to deal with... I feel like MLS is a little bit different, where there's at least less misogyny amongst...
No.
In the comment section.
Ah.
I was wrong. I take that back, madam.
Yeah.
What has it been sort of been the feedback?
What the interesting thing is it's not necessarily in the comment section, because I've been looking at sort of the comments that we've been getting.
Well, now we're on YouTube, so
we
get real-time feedback versus like podcast reviews, which are more sporadic.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
So podcast reviews, sometimes we have misogyny there and them telling us how we could do better. And I haven't seen
how
anything.
How inspiring.
Mansplaining.
I haven't seen anything like that, particularly within the YouTube comments, but I think the strangest thing for me is that I get DMs from people on Twitter who've like listened to the podcast and then try to tell me what I'm saying that's incorrect or like how I can improve.
It's always like starts off with really great job.
Really great job.
But if you're gonna pronounce this word,
well look, DM stands for direct mansplaining. So
everybody
they're
knows
using
that.
It correctly.
I'm just trying to empower you.
No, but I mean I
through a DM that you never asked for.
I read everything, so whether or not I like what you're saying,
and then I get to read the screenshots.
Yes, and then my reaction from it is I'd send it.
And I get to read her Twitter feed of the screenshots of the mansplaining. Yeah. So.
But I mean, it's a battle we're fighting. I mean, if you don't like what I have to say, then don't listen to me. It's
valid.
Free content. You're not paying for it. I'm giving my opinion freely. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yeah. If you don't like it, don't listen to me. I've had a lot of good feedback. I have a lot of people saying that, especially with me and Jess, it feels like two people having a conversation. And it feels like you're sitting in a room with us on my couch, drinking wine, just talking about soccer. And that's kind of what we wanted regardless, because there's a lot of podcasts that go into the formations and the statistics and the expected goals and all this stuff, and that's just not what we do.
And it's not just soccer.
That's why you have Tanner.
That's right. That's right.
So I don't even know what expected goals is.
Doing great, Tanner, by the way.
That's why you're over there.
Which, on the other hand, like,
we interviewed Ricky Bevington, who is with Georgia Public Broadcasting, a very well-known voice, all things considered, and we had her on. She is a massive Atlanta United fan, and she talked about it as well as not just soccer. You know, she said, as she put it, "You have no right to talk about how I look or sound, or you know, you are not invited to that conversation."
Look, and I'll add this: just recently, Snapchat created this filter to make you either look like a woman or look like a man,
or make me look like my mother.
Wait, your mother had a goatee?
Yeah. Still does, my guy. Hell yeah.
So I posted a picture.
Yours
of
looked feminine. Okay. His.
You already looked
my face.
Look at this beautiful man. Cheekbones like that?
So look, I'm just
cheekbones
saying.
Like that is the new saying for this. Yeah. This podcast is now stay gully cheekbones like that.
So this dude's looked 16 for the last 25 years.
So I posted the picture of both of us, and I never in my life have I dealt with so much opinions on my looks
as a female.
A female, I'm like, whoa, is this what it's like to be a woman on the internet?
Meanwhile, I'm the other one. I'm over like, I would like to get catcalled once. I just want to see, because everyone's like, someone said you look like you hand out milk cartons at middle school. The hell's going on?
What does that even mean?
Yo, give me some love. I just want one person to like me.
Yeah, somebody said I look like Miss República Dominicana. Which I was like, wow, I am flattered.
Someone said you look like Christina Milian.
I said Ariana Grande with way too much bronzer.
Yes.
Well, this is new. Usually you're getting sent pictures of like athletes that you look like. Male athletes.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
By the way, thank you for not showing up to Atlanta. Appreciate it.
Literally.
Yeah,
right?
Literally.
Yes, I am Nani. So please, everyone from Atlanta, clap for me.
But you know what's funny? The Snapchat filter has the same thing for females to turn them into males.
And yes.
I got to say, I posted mine on Twitter as like a joke.
And I thought that was your brother.
I got a lot of people being like, yo, what's your brother doing in town? And I'm like, what? That's me, guys. Like, I know I'm a hot
Great
dude.
Eyebrows. That was the other one.
So I also did my photo as a man on Snapchat.
Where are you doing this? Like on the subway?
Most people can't even picture what I would look like as a man.
Much less Celine Dion.
It's okay to dream sometimes.
You haven't seen it? Yes, I've seen it.
Oh,
so I'm going to show you.
Oh, my God.
This is what I look like as a man.
Where is this guy?
Can everybody see this?
Wow.
It looks like Cordell Stewart.
That's a great
an eye stock photo.
This is me as a man.
That's an immaculate jawline.
I've had that Uber driver 8 times.
Yeah. Does it have like a slider for the rate of puberty? Or? No.
That's what you would look like with facial hair? Damn.
I mean, this is attractive.
Can you grow facial hair?
Not to mention jawline. They just took the jaw and just went roids.
That guy looks like a third baseman for the Mets.
Adrian Beltre.
I don't think you're going to have a problem getting picked for dodgeball now.
Yeah. I always say my mom, because I have an older brother, my mom was like really praying for a girl, and this is as good as it got.
She's like, all right, I'll take it.
Did you show your mom the photo of you as a girl?
No, I haven't shown her yet.
That sounds like a tweet that you could literally be like, hey, mom, I met somebody.
She looked very nice.
But I did show my girlfriend, and then she was like, you know what? I might consider having a kid with you one day. Might have a daughter. You know,
that's all it took.
That's all it took. She was going to leave me yesterday until the app
Thank you,
was invented.
Thank you, Snapchat.
Well, I sent that picture of me to my sister, and she wrote back through my phone. Thank you once again.
All right. So let's talk about this team, the Atlanta United. We got any Atlanta United fans in here?
Yes.
We have a whole sea of Atlanta United and like it's one great. Seattle we're, Sounder.
We're in New York City. What are you guys doing up here?
They're here to see Atlanta United take a W.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see. All right. Well, we're rooting for them. They're playing against the New York Rebels. I just want to make sure who we represent. We have a Seattle Sounders fan in here. Yes. Make some noise.
Welcome.
All right.
Welcome, sorry for stealing your goals of the week. It is a Roll Don jersey, just
it's
so you know.
It's part of our job.
NYCFC in the house.
Yes.
I was at the game last year. I went to the Atlanta United NYCFC game
last year. That was 2-2.
Yeah. So that was a cool thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I really had fun.
Got the pin. And,
what was that, a pin?
That was a pin.
It's in his jacket.
Oh, okay.
All right, look, we can't see this or hear this on the podcast.
Yeah. Tattoo. And then we have Sporting Kansas City back.
I'm just saying, we're showing our pieces of flair.
This honestly means a lot.
Also, wait, real quick, if you enjoyed any of the interviews we did at the U.S. Soccer Coaches Convention, it's because of that man right there.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Toby. Hey. Yeah, he puts together the whole thing.
He's the one who got us out there.
That was very unique. I enjoyed that.
You know, Dustin Brennan.
I was just amazed people actually stopped to talk, weren't like, because I remember when it was a big deal. You guys were just roaming around like, please talk to us.
Yeah, I text Toby like, hey, you might get fired after this Jermaine Jones interview.
So let's talk about the team because, yes, we were mentioning they didn't have a great start of season. And I know Devin had mentioned he wasn't a huge fan of the new gaffer. They wasn't getting a lot of victories up top. PT Martinez wasn't looking that great. How do you feel now?
I mean, let me clarify. I am Dutch. I carry a Dutch line with me.
Okay.
I want to see Franck succeed.
I legit thought that was Tony the Tiger. I was like, that 2-2 is great.
Great. No.
Devin LeGrand.
I was like, I'm going to do love cereal.
It wasn't the best start, and it wasn't the best situation either, because having, you know, CONCACAF Champions League is never ideal. We all know that tournament is not great to have 2 weeks of preseason and then walk into Herediano. Sure. So I don't feel like we were set up to succeed at the beginning, mainly because I feel like he came in and said, I'm Frank and this is my system. Start playing it. And a lot of our guys, you know, coming off an MLS Cup and all these other things, I just feel like there was that initial reaction of, no, who are you?
Sure.
You know, and we saw that against Herediano, and then they kind of came back.
Tito was not happy a couple of times.
Exactly. It got really ugly. Yeah. And it was one of those things, like me sitting back 8 weeks removed from a championship, and this chair squeaking, and I apologize for
it's
that.
All good.
But being an Arsenal fan as well, and knowing the long suffering that comes with coach change, I just really didn't want to see that. So in a way, I hope that my rants sparked a little bit of a fire and kicked us off on this 5-game winning streak, because even those.
Yeah, it was definitely you, bro.
Yeah,
totally
me.
Totally me. No, but a lot of people ask, like, you know, do you regret saying what you said? No, because, you know, I believe that you can have a fluid opinion. You don't have to be De Boer out, De Boer in, and that's it. Like, we can all change socks and underwear every day. It doesn't you don't have to
speak
live in
for yourself,
basket.
Sir. Yeah.
Do you wash your legs?
I do wash my legs.
Well, that kind of attitude, which is gets criticized a lot for in Arsenal fan TV, mm-hmm. about like they, you know, what
it's
are the,
either the end of the world. It's the end of the world.
Well, what are the guys?
DT and troops
and troops and wherever, like they're
shout out to Robbie. Those are my homies.
They're Bellens and all this other people get annoyed. They get annoyed with them. And they feel like what they're doing is not constructive criticism.
But they watch them. And that's the most important thing.
Who cares if it's constructive criticism or not? It's entertainment.
Well, and also,
you don't think Arsene Wenger's like,
they're not pretending to be a journalistic blog or.
Well, which is fine. But I'm asking, do you feel like it's generally helpful to the culture of soccer and to the culture of the team?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. Fan is short for fanatic. That's all it is. Fans are fanatical. And the love that I feel for, I mean, I have, like you guys saw, I have Arsenal tattooed on my sternum, a large crest. He has Atlanta United tattooed on his arm. I plan on getting it done when I get back home. Like, sports to me is passion. If you're not passionate about your team, if you're not willing to tell a player, like, hey, I need to see more from you because I'm giving you everything that I possibly have. Like, we don't sit. We stand for 90. That's a big thing in Atlanta. We chair, you know, I sit next to the supporter section. So I feel like we give everything, and we just didn't feel like we were seeing it at the beginning. So do I think it's bad? No, I think it's brought a lot of attention to a team that's 3 years old.
And I think the most important thing about that is that the fact that we're actually having the conversation. Atlanta is obviously now officially a soccer city, despite what people were saying at the very beginning, but we have to constantly have this conversation.
I was one of them. I was like, they can't even keep the baseball team.
And we're a we're a sunshine pumping softball media sports town. Like in New York, you have Mad Cow. You have guys that'll literally go on and just, you know, somebody misses one free throw and get this bum out of here.
Yeah. Sure.
Whereas
I still haven't forgiven Patrick Ewing for missing that layup in 1995.
Bingo. Why you gotta bring that up?
I'm just saying we're right above MSG. It's hard every day. Why do I gotta come here?
So we sit back and we say, like, you know, we're young, we're new, but we're not dumb. We know what winning football is, and we just wanted to see that continue. And yes, having Tata Martino and Miguel Almirón sized holes in your squad is never ideal, and it's good to see them come around, but that start was... It was bad.
Well,
to watch.
Even though they are winning games, it's like it's been a lot of 1-0, 2-0.
The Colorado match was not good.
Yeah.
I talked about it. If Kellen Acosta and Ki Kamara can shoot, we lose that game 2-1.
Sure.
You know, the Dallas game where everybody's like, oh, we took 28 shots. Yeah, well, we didn't put any in the back of the net. So what does it matter? Like play better.
Okay, yeah. And what about PT? How are you feeling about him?
I like PT, but I think that the expectation on him was wrong. You know, he wears a 10, Miguel wore a 10, he's going to be Miguel.
Yeah.
They're not the same player. He's a facilitator. Miguel was literally like, I'm going to take the ball, I'm going to run 80 yards, I'm going to shoot. It might go in, and if it doesn't, the other team's terrified of me doing that the next time. So there's space. Whereas PT's literally like, I see three of you, and I want you all to come at me, and I'm going to Meg two of you, and I'm going to pull a Cruyff turn, and I'm going to find somebody else over there. They're just different players. But we also have Ezequiel Barco, who is, in my opinion, the new Miguel Almirón. I think that, you know, they were brought in to be different people, so the marketing and the messaging was just off in the beginning. And you know, coming off the sugar high that is MLS Cup.
I think the marketing always gets slated by or colored by the price tag.
Yeah.
Right. And so people like highest price tag, more goals. The most goals, right? You know, and this
meanwhile it's Julian Gressel scoring.
Yeah, and I think social media. I think social media drains the nuance from conversations, right? Because sure, there were people out there like from the third game going hashtag DeBoer out, and you don't know if they're just a parody or if they're just actually for real.
Or Russian bots.
But speaking for 15 minutes on a fan cam and then saying he doesn't win this next game, I think he should go. In that moment, right after a game, I think it's a lot different than every day tweeting hashtag DeBoer out, hashtag DeBoer out. I never saw that from Devin at all. And then that narrative was spun onto him of saying, well, you're a DeBoer out guy. And I was like, I never heard that. I heard if he doesn't improve, I want, you know, there might need to be a change or he needs to go. And we need to think about another strategy because we're better than this. And I think a lot of it has to do with expectations. And then we have a lot of people that are police that want to tell you what your expectations should be.
You're not fanning right.
You shouldn't have that high expectation. This is, you know, we're just a third year, or you should have more expectations. It's like, well,
but
just relax.
Thing.
Like, we could have differing opinions. That's why there's different people in the whole. Listen, I understand if it was one person and it was just Devin every day after a game and it's just his take. It's 4, 5, 6 different people, and they all have a vast array of different opinions that reflect the community.
Also, we all watch Arsenal Fan TV. You can't say anything until the banner comes out. Did you bring out a banner?
That's right. No. It's not even official until there's a banner, right?
If I don't see a banner, I'm not like it's all
or
just
a plane, right? Don't even talk to me until there's a plane.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is like we're not at that point yet, but we have the largest attendance. We have one of the largest fan bases in the MLS, and we're growing as a channel. So the thing about it is we know that there's going to be eyes coming in and looking, and we want to give you real takes. Like he said, I walk out of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I go straight down to the Gulch. I do my video.
Emotions are hot sometimes.
If we play poorly, like against Dallas, I'm full sprint, you know, past the bird butt on the way down.
Yeah.
You
but
know?
That's the thing. The funny thing is for Devin. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's just saying that we have a platform and like any other team that has a podcast, they all have a platform in which a large audience will look to us to understand or mediate their reactions about the game. And we use that appropriately. We're not going out there 1 week saying DeBoer out, the next week saying he's the God and Savior. We're tempering our expectations because we do have a platform. That's the most important part with people like us, is that people look to us to understand how they should react to something if it doesn't go well.
Especially in a new city where people aren't 100%.
Wait, hold on. We're supposed to be tempering our emotions.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you're in New York.
I think right now, especially on social media, we're suffering from this I told you so syndrome, where it's something out of high school where it's more important to tell somebody
you were
that
wrong.
You were wrong. See, I told you so. Not once, But every day for like a week, and you're like, we get it. Like, and people are even capitulating, saying, hey, I've changed my mind. And then you go back and say, well, see, like, you shouldn't have ever had that opinion to begin with. And it's like, well, I can't go back.
It's like, dude, I see your receipts. Yeah. You can throw them away.
Right.
Now.
Like, it's like, come on, let's move forward. Let's move on. Right. And plus, if it's like, we're these little sound bites and we want to obsess about it, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But what that nobody talks about is the 23 comments on his video saying, I'm glad somebody said it. I'm afraid to say it, you know, because I'm afraid of those people that come out and say I can't say those things. I'm glad that Devin's saying it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and I will never
and I disagree with him all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I will never hold back. I mean, that's one of those things, like my hashtag on Twitter is Devin for real. Because I believe in being authentic, especially about soccer, football, any sport in general, because it means so much to me. I played college football. I played soccer at a high level. And it's one of those things, like, if you can play sports and not be passionate, you're not going to go anywhere. And there's a passion and a love and just it changes each week with the performance, but it's always there. I love Atlanta United. I love Arsenal. I love the game, and I want to see my teams do well. And when they're not, I don't feel hindered to say so.
Yeah.
And it's not that I ever come from a place of malice.
It's generally beautiful. It's very like the passion that you exude and that soccer fans sort of exude. It makes it seem like soccer fans are better lovers than any other sport.
That's right.
I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there.
There we go.
There's more Latinos.
Think about the love of a football fan. And if we're talking about just the timing of everything, soccer, you know, lasts, and football, you stop every...
It's a good point.
Yes.
Also, in soccer, you know, you do well if you perform in a box.
Yeah. Well, I'll give that a golf clap.
Straight at that camera.
And they always tell you to shoot your shot. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Somewhere this devolves.
You can't
people in the audience putting their head in their hands.
I mean, if you want innuendo, just listen to one of her podcasts and it just flies.
Yeah. Some of them, I don't intend for them to come out.
Those are the best ones.
They come out.
It's the wine.
Yeah, but I feel like there's just by the existence of like your podcast, it's some of the newer teams that are getting into from you know some of the
LAFC's
expansion.
Got a boatload, LAFC.
But yeah. Just there's like the
we've
last
been on like 17 of them.
Yeah,
but the last 5 years of MLS of the new teams there's been this wave of just new people that are now interested in soccer and then creating content in a different.
That's
way.
That's how it should be, and I think partly, and we have to thank Atlanta United because you know we've had a lot of access to players and stuff like that, and they know we are not by any means complimentary all the time of them.
Sure.
They watch our content, so you know they understand how that is still part of growing the game and helping grow the sport is our passion for it. And they never try to influence our opinions or anything.
They're
like
real
that.
People, so, and that's the cool thing is we try to be as real as possible,
and that allows us to. You know, feel like we can continue to do more different types of content, and hopefully that inspires other people and other teams.
This, the fact that all these people are here, Atlanta United fans, you know, Seattle,
yeah.
NYCFC, but
yeah.
The fact that this is even happening is like 5-10 years ago, this would have been insane. We're at the top of fucking Madison Square Garden,
right. Yeah.
And right. This is legitimate. Yeah. Nobody's weirded out by any of this.
At first you said that, you know, in that little comedy club with a giant octopus hanging over your head.
Argosy.
Cracking
above my head.
Yeah, filling that room, right? And that's how it starts. So it's been a great ride, and we're just so glad to be here and, you know, talk about this with you and with you guys. Thank
I believe
you
the song goes started from the bottom, and now we're here.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And anything else to add, Alexis?
I mean, it's just, this is dope. Thank you so much for
coming. Oh, you know what? The last thing before, because you always have interactions with players, but I did want to ask you, there was something you did with Breck Shea where he got a tattoo at a tattoo shop.
Oh, yeah.
What was that, and how did that, was that coordinated? Or
I actually, you know, I'm heavily tattooed, as you can see, and Breck has tattoos, and Breck was our new signing, and, you know, there was some weird reaction to it. A lot of people didn't know how to react to Breck Shea.
Sure. He has a bunch of weird photos online. People don't know what to do with it.
You know. I'm not sure what he is or what he does.
He has more YouTube videos than any player, like, with him starring in things from, like, over the years, so,
well,
like,
he's got Left Foot Studios, and, you know, it was one of those things, like, it started out as a Twitter thing. Like, I was like, I want to hang out with Breck Shea and go get a tattoo. #TatsWithBreck. And then I get a DM from Breck. He's like, hey, I'm in. That sounds awesome.
And then I knew a tattooist who did this tattoo here.
Shout out to Eddie Stacy,
yeah. Who also tattoos a lot of the Atlanta United players. And so we reached out to him and said, we'd love to do it in your studio. And so we just shut in there with Eddie, some lighting in the dark with AJ, Devin doing the interview. And we had a great time filming that.
So they won't tell you where the tat is, but, you know. Yeah. Okay.
If it's Breck, I'm going to assume the taint. I don't know why. Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, there's already tattoos down there.
Just a giant flag of Texas.
Yes. Yeah.
Why you got a
deep
rifle
in the
pointed
heart of Texas?
Like, why you got a rifle pointed at your butthole, dude? I'm Breck, baby.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Oh my god. But so we did tats with Breck. We've also done a couple of other things too. Like we have a show called Squad Goals that we shot recently with like Tito Vijalba, DJ EU, who's the DJ for the team.
Kate Riley, another with Kelly and Tanner.
Yeah.
Do we need to start hashtag asado with Piti?
Yeah. You know what I mean? We have a lot of content that's lined up. We can't wait to get it out and show everybody like kind of this more advanced, I would say more traditional TV style content.
Our goal is to just create, yeah. Man. I mean, there's no limitations. I mean, like Kelly said earlier, it's like it's YouTube until somebody's paying you for it. So it's like we have no limitations. We have time. We have passion. Let's have some fun.
Wait, at some point somebody pays you for this?
Sometimes you get Madison Square Garden with a video wall behind you.
Yeah, but no, it's incredible. For where it's all come from, and how it all started, and even the fact that we're all sort of kind of rising tide lifts all.
Maybe
both,
one
man.
Day you have like we start getting like you know the LAFC pods are up here, and you got people from LAFC here, and I want
to
see it for all the teams.
Or next time you'll come to our studio and sit in front of our lights with our weed bushes, talk to us.
Can't wait to get on the couch with the dog.
That's right.
Get this dog. Dog off,
man. That dog is such a spotlight whore.
I mean, she is. It's crazy.
But guys, thank you so much. We have to make a couple announcements.
That's right.
Before we wrap up the live thing.
We talked about it on the last podcast.
We did.
But
first thing, we're going to be the Champions League final. You guys have heard of it.
Never heard of it.
That second ever hate fest.
The hate fest.
The UEFA Champions League final. We're going to be hosting a watch party. It's going to be it's put together by World Soccer Shop. Why they hired us, I do not know. But no, we're super
excited. Alexis isn't going.
It was that girl photo you posted.
I was about to say, it was the Snapchat photos.
They're like, yo, bring that sister of yours, Christian.
Who's that Arsenal fan guy? Make him go.
Alexis, bring your mother.
Believe the chick from your Snapchat photo at home.
We want her to make empanadas.
But we're stoked.
Bring the hairy woman. Sorry. By the way, they gave it. We have a URL for it. It's bit.ly. /WSS_UCL. Okay. So if you go to bit.ly/WSS_UCL, you can get all the information, get yourself registered to come out to the event, hang out with Christian.
That's right.
And
we'll
me.
Share it and all that stuff. So that's going to be obviously June 1st at the Bohemian Beer Garden in Astoria in Queens. So come through if you guys live here, please come to that. It will be super, super fun. Comedians hosting a Champions League watch party. Has that ever been done before? I don't think so.
It's about to be.
It's about to happen.
Wow. So, funny people are going to talk about soccer. Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Also, drink beer so we get funny, okay?
And the second thing, we're super excited. Alexis Guerreros will be hosting HQ Trivia, HQ Sports.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm hosting the sports game. I said it started at 8. It starts at 6.
So I'll show up at 8.
I already messed up.
6 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time. No, really, it starts at 8 because I'm signing in at 6, so everybody else can sign in at 8.
It's dope. So it's just sports. It's just going to be me. This is a test, so if it goes well, maybe I get in there full time. And daddy needs the money. If not, I got to go find that woman of the photo he made of me. It's the only one who's going to be with me.
So download the HQ Trivia app and watch Alexis and play the game 6 p.m. Saturday. That is May 18th. Please check that out.
And they read the comments. So jump in there, say, yo, you're doing amazing. Yo, you hilarious. Why are you so cute? Oh.
Yes. After the picture of him
who's
as a woman,
he
needs the boost of self-esteem.
Yeah.
So it'll be helpful. So make sure you tune into that and help support.
And
so,
of course, we're loading this up today, correct?
Today, yeah. Well, so, this is live right now. So people
this is live
it.
Right now. Well, hey,
the
listen,
future.
If you're in Long Island, I'm headlining McGuire's Comedy Club tonight, 8 o'clock. Come hang out. And, you know, I don't want to see nothing but, you know, leopard prints. So we need some non-Long Islanders to show up.
Big hair, don't care.
So that's it, man. You guys are the absolute best. Thank you so much.
Where can everyone find you guys?
Well, first of all, On the Volley Apparel.
Oh, that's right.
Hey.
On the volley, rocking it.
This is one of my favorite shirts. So that was back from when we did the crossbar challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's that was right. AJ. Yeah. So very cool. You can find Unrelegated at UnrelATL on all the social media sites. You can no longer find me at JAY underscore Riddle.
We're working on that. We're going to save his account.
I'm at Devon4Real on Instagram and Twitter. Devon, D-E-V-O-N, the number 4, R-E-A-L. And then, of course, Atlanta United Fan TV, AtlantaUnitedFanTV.com, and ATL UTD Fan TV.
He's done that
Twitter.
Before.
Yeah.
And you can find me, the Kelly Francis, on all the social medias, except
the
for
Kelly
Snapchat,
Francis.
Where my Snapchat name is hey, that's my wine.
Very fitting. Very fitting. Yeah. But you also act and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I act. So, I mean, I go to kellyfrancis.com and look at my face and my reels.
Hire her for
all that stuff.
Acting stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of commercials being shot in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, a lot. A lot of commercials, a lot of films. Well, we won't get into that, but yeah. So at the moment, it is at the moment.
You
yeah.
do the voiceover for yes. HBO.
I do a lot of voices.
Do it
live this Saturday from the MGM Grand. It's Mayweather versus McGregor on HBO Showtime pay per view.
All right.
So listen to on Sunday.
Coming up next, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen for it.
Okay, so you guys.
I screamed like a little girl when I heard it. I was
incredible.
Like,
"That's Devin."
Coming up next.
Jenny was like, "What?"
You don't just walk away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you guys know how we wrap the show all the time, mm-hmm. right? So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco, and for Jay Riddle, for Devin Lawile, for Kelly Francis,
and Alexis Guerreros, together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
All right.